for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There will be some, including Al-Qaeda supporters, Al-Qaeda affiliates, who will not be happy about this, and no doubt are already plotting revenge.
As satisfied as we are right now, we also realize that this increases the threat to the United States.
In the short term, there could be some kind of a reprisal attack.
There's a sampling of some of the news media already warning about possible reprisal attack following the killing of Osama bin Laden. And that's where we start this hour of our talk radio review, the countdown of the hot hits in talk radio. Here's a caller in Maryland who thinks while there may be some of bin Laden's followers ready to try to avenge his death, it still was the right thing to do.
It's always a tragedy of monumental proportions when there are no good ways to come to a needed end. And the taking of a life is always a bittersweet. I happen to be a minister, so taking a life is always a bittersweet solution, no matter whose life that is. But that said, I have nothing but praise and admiration for the brave men and women who collaborated to bring this to as good an end as possible, who went right into the middle of a neighborhood with no hurt or harm and just did the job they needed to do as far as bringing him back here to trial. I think we're going to be in enough danger because he's been removed. We'd be in danger, removed or not, so people needn't whine about that. That was inescapable. But the distraction and expense of going into a long, you're really going to try him for just the 3,000 people that he killed at Ground Zero? That would be ridiculous. And as for burying him at sea, I don't think there was any disrespect meant. I think it was a very wise decision, and it will result in the fact that it will forever prevent them from memorializing maniacal murder.
From ABC, Jonathan Karl talks with Dick Cheney about whether he thinks we're safer now and who he thinks deserves the credit for capturing and killing bin Laden.
You heard, I'm sure, the president say that one of the first things he did was bring Leon Panetta in and tell him to make the capture or killing of bin Laden the top priority. Does the president deserve credit? President Obama deserves credit?
Well, I think the administration truly deserves credit for the success of the operation. If you look at it from the perspective of the president, he's got to make the basic judgment to tell the force to go execute, in this case, the raid, and wrestle with deciding, you know, is this good enough intelligence? Can we act on it? And from what I can tell, it looks to me like, you know, we all owe him the same sense of satisfaction that I'm sure they feel.
Was that a change, though, that making bin Laden the top priority?
No, I don't think it was a change. I think it had been a top priority since, well, even before 9/11. Certainly was since 9/11, after 9/11, for the Bush administration. And I'm sure it was for the Obama administration as well, too.
We're also hearing that a key piece of intelligence very early on came out of that, of the interrogation program, the CIA's interrogation program, the nom de guerre of the courier.
Right.
Some reports have it coming from KSM, you know, that interrogation program that is now defunct.
Well, it's the enhanced interrogation program that we put in place back in our first term. And I don't know the details. All I know is what I've seen in the newspaper at this point. But it wouldn't be surprising if, in fact, that program produced results that ultimately contributed to the success of this venture. But it's I think it's important to look at this as a continuum. I mean, it's not just on one day you get a bang and you get Osama bin Laden. It's the kind of thing where an awful lot of people over a long period of time, thousands of them, have worked this case and worked these issues and followed up on the leads and captured bad guys and interrogated them and so forth. So it's I think it can be looked upon as a collective effort by our military and intelligence personnel. Started in the Clinton administration, was carried forward very aggressively in the Bush administration, and now the Obama administration, with the results that we're all very pleased to see today.
And are we safer now?
I think so. But it's a kind of situation where we need to preserve our sense of vigilance, if you will. It'd be a big mistake for us now to assume there. That's taken care of. It's all over with.
Coming up, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice weighs in on the killing of bin Laden. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Pamdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week at Dawn Dish Soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills Cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Here we are continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the number one topic this week. And from MSNBC's Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski, Joe Scarborough, and Willie Geist talked to former Secretary of State Rice about bin Laden's death and the impact it has on the war on terror.
From your memoir, and you say this, for an administration for which every day after September 11th was September 12th, and every day you thought it was going to happen again, I'm very grateful that we were able to do what we were able to do. Can we safely say it's beyond September 12th now, perhaps September 13th? Can we move? Can we turn a page now? How do you feel about the events of the past 24, 48 hours?
Well, it's extraordinary, and it is gratifying, and indeed, I do think we've turned a page. We haven't closed the book on al-Qaeda, and we need to remember that. There is a number two, a very capable number two in Zawahiri, who is out there, I'm certain, still plotting and planning. We have work still left to do in Afghanistan to make sure that it doesn't again become a failed state. And al-Qaeda has morphed into kind of microcosms of itself that are still plotting and planning. But this is obviously an historic moment, and it does close an important chapter.
Madam Secretary, I wanted to ask you about Afghanistan. How, in your mind, how does this change the calculus for the president and his foreign policy team on moving forward in Afghanistan?
Well, it is a blow to al-Qaeda, and it is a blow to the Taliban. Of course, bin Laden had not, we believe, had much of an operational role for a long time, but he was the soul of al-Qaeda. He was the face of al-Qaeda. And so it's a blow. But we shouldn't lose focus. Our goal has to be to help the Afghan people get security forces that can defend them and defend their state, a more decent form of government than they had and that they still have. And that will take some more time. We've got a very good team in Afghanistan, including soon-to-be Ambassador Ryan Crocker, who's one of the best foreign service officers I've ever known. And so there's work yet to do, but this is an important step, and if we can just be patient for a bit longer, and what this shows us is patience pays off, then I think we will really be far more secure.
Dr. Rice, it's Willie Geist. Good to see you this morning. We know that under the Bush administration, Osama bin Laden slipped away, believed to be in Tora Bora for some time. Can it be told now that he's been killed, if your administration came close to getting him again later, and if so, how close were you?
Well, there were Osama bin Laden sightings all the time. Most of them didn't pan out. And the fact is, you don't just stumble upon Osama bin Laden, and that's what this shows. I remember when we learned that there was a courier. I remember when we learned that he might be a reliable link to bin Laden, and that then the information that had been gleaned from some of the detainees put together with other information started the intelligence people on this trail. And so it took a long time, but this was not a matter of a piece of information here or a piece of information there or a sighting here or there. It wasn't even a matter, certainly wasn't a matter of just getting lucky. This was a painstaking effort over a number of years to put the picture together.
Fox's Greta Van Susteren talked to former CIA Director Porter Goss about his reaction to the assassination.
When you say operate in a different way, what are you talking about? Are you talking about enhanced interrogation? Or are you talking about eliminating the so-called cooperation of Pakistan? Because they obviously seem to be iced out of this last operation. I mean, what do you mean by that?
Well, I guess I could say that we started sort of way behind the starting blocks in 2001 after the event. Our intelligence capabilities were pretty bare. We hadn't done a lot of building. We've rebuilt that capability, and in the process of rebuilding that capability, we've had to ask ourselves exactly what are the tools we need, what are the things that are legal and proper to use when we're dealing with unconventional people and unconventional war. And as you know, some of those questions still aren't answered. Where we try KSM, would it be Guantanamo or would it be New York? Would it be civilian? Would it be military? Some of that debate is still going on. And to our credit, those are the kinds of debates you should have in a free, democratic, open society. But you always want to preserve the protection of your people. The protection of America is the first business at the same time as protecting the civil rights. I think we've done that in a very open way, and in a way I'm very proud of.
Now, we obviously struck gold. We discovered that indeed it was Osama bin Laden in that home. I'm curious, I mean, another way we could strike gold is if we also got an incredible amount of information about al-Qaeda inside their potential operations or how they move money around. What would be sort of your wish list of what we got inside that compound?
Well, my understanding is that we've gotten quite a bit of material, and we certainly have now the analysts who have the background to deal with it, and we will undoubtedly uncover a lot more as we go along. And that will raise new questions about how we go out and apprehend those people that we do catch and whether we interrogate them and what the rules of interrogation will be for those people. So we still have a lot of work to do and a lot of policy decisions to make. This is not finished business yet. It's been a great day. We've got a very evil guy off the playing field. We've created a huge amount of structural problem for them. They're going to have trouble with their recruiting. They're going to have trouble with their financing. They're going to have trouble with who's giving the orders. There are all kinds of associate groups spread around the caliphate, as we know, and those people are going to be wondering what to do next, and I think we are going to be there exploiting this information very dramatically with the capability we've shown the world we actually have.
Coming up, more reaction to the president, the war on terror, death of Osama, and that's all next up with the Talk Radio Countdown show continuing.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, focusing on talk radio and talk television. Here's radio host Charlie Sykes with a focus on whether Bin Laden's death, the photograph of him dead, ought to be released.
Should the Obama administration, and if they've already made the decision, do you agree with the decision to release the death photo of Osama bin Laden? Up until now, there's been some question about whether or not we would ever see a picture of Osama bin Laden's body. Now, all around the world, I mean, we all know that there are conspiracy theorists in this country. Cindy Sheehan, by the way, is already out there saying that this is a hoax, that is a lie, that they did not get Osama bin Laden. There are a number of the conspiracy theorists who are saying they just made it up. You know, there's always going to be, you know, flakes and freaks. More significantly, internationally, there are a lot of folks who are saying, how can you go and kill the most wanted man in the world, the most famous terrorist in the world, and just sort of announce, yes, we got him, but we're not going to show him to you. We're not going to show you a picture of him. And by the way, we dumped him in the ocean. So you have immediately all of the doubters out there. So the question now is, and this will become among the most viewed photographs in modern history, is he going to remove all doubt about the death? Is it possible that the picture, which is likely to be very graphic, will inflame opinion even more? One image reportedly, and again, this is from the Drudge Report, shows a bullet wound to his head above his left eye. And apparently, you know, these photos are very, very graphic. And there's the question, okay, will that inflame opinion? Okay, so I'll throw this out to the audience. Should we release the picture? Should I give my answer now or should I give it later? I think, frankly, that we have no choice other than to release this picture. When you do an operation like this, you have to go through a number of steps, and I think they're all important. You need to verify that you've got the right guy. You need to absolutely verify that. You need to go through the various tests. You need to, go through that process of saying, you know, this is the, you know, this in fact is the guy, and then you have to confirm it. And then you have to find a way to persuade the world that you have done what you said you have done. I don't know how. Yeah, I guess the thing that puzzles me about this is, you know, I mean, and again, I think the White House has done a very good job on this, obviously killing Osama bin Laden. But didn't they anticipate the fact that they were going to have to come through with some definitive evidence in a world of high skepticism? And if you don't show the photo, what do we, you know, what How are we supposed to, again, I mean, I don't have any doubt about it. I think the vast majority of people don't. But we live in the world that we live in.
Here's host Dave Visor with the military analyst Mike Lyons. They talk about the information that was collected in the compound and what will happen up next.
We now know apparently it was a phone call by that courier that eventually led to bin Laden.
Yeah, as the information is going to come out, we're going to see that this was just an incredible collection of intelligence and operation that just went flawlessly, you know, from the military perspective. So you bring this all together, you know, the thing people are concerned is, you know, how long it took in 10 years. But I think that you put all the pieces together and what they were able to do and action on them finally was just, you know, a very incredible operation.
Now, there's a race against time here with some of the documents that were retrieved, because really they may lead us to some other terror suspects, but of course they're going to be on the move, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are, and that's called the mother load right now of intelligence information there, especially, you know, given the fact that this is the only way he was able to communicate and create these kinds of documents. I'm sure that it was collected part of the reason why they probably stayed longer than they had to on some level, is to make sure that they had as much, they collected as much of that information as they could. But this is where the intelligence community will go into play and act very quickly to make sure that's the kind of information that's usable right away. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some other people captured very shortly.
Okay, as promised, your turn is next. What are your thoughts about the death of Osama bin Laden? 800-510-8255. We'll get to your calls next on the countdown.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Radio 800-510-8255. Your calls on the air now about the death of Bin Laden. What we've been talking about, you just heard from a couple of talk radio hosts. And now I invited you to share your thoughts with us at this point. As we get to your calls now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 800-510-8255. We get some other input as well coming in from Facebook exchanges and a general email, et cetera. Doug at DougStephan.com. That's almost old-fashioned now to use that, isn't it, with the new technology. Here's Patricia in Nashville, pretty thankful about the whole situation.
My father is lieutenant colonel in the military, and I have the most top respect for anybody who serves for our country. Thank you for the freedom that everybody has given us. Thank you for our flag still being there, and God bless everybody. To hold our heads high, to be proud, and to give thanks to all the men and women, no matter if you're walking down the street, you see somebody in a uniform, you see a sticker, beep your horn, shake their hands, say thank you, because without them, we would not be in this country and be able to have what we have and be able to voice our opinions as we are this morning. God bless us all and thank every single one, but keep our guards up and we'll always be free and safe.
All right. Do you find yourself troubled? Does anybody find themselves troubled by the way some people in our country react to the sorts of situations we're in now, where there is this clamor, this sort of unbridled and blind appreciation for those people who are in uniform? I'm not saying it's appropriate or inappropriate. I just find that we hear under these circumstances the same. There's just nothing else to say, so you say that, thank God for the military. I have said pretty consistently over the years that I really am pleased that we have people who want to do this sort of thing, who are dedicated and devoted, and who understand the mission, they get it. However, there are a lot of people who are in positions of power who abuse those who are in uniform. And then there are those who are in uniform who abuse, there aren't many of them, but they abuse, there are always going to be abuses. But I remember after, maybe it was September 11th, people put flags on their cars and would ride around with them and they'd blow their horns. And you know what somebody said to me at that time, and I remember this very well, what would you prefer? That we were all arguing and fighting with each other, as has been in a parenthetical way, what's been going on in our country the last 3, 4, 5 years, 6 years, or would you rather we're all united and felt patriotic? And I certainly would prefer the latter to the former. How about you? 800-510-8255. Here's Sean, who's not a big Obama fan, but...
I just wanted to say a couple of things. For one, I wanted to congratulate Obama. I'm not a big supporter of him, but he did accomplish one thing so far that he said he was going to do, and that was get bin Laden. And number two, I think that the United States needs to stop trying to save face by not showing pictures of him being killed, because if it, there they were sitting there hurrahing in the streets and everything. Well, why shouldn't we in D.C.? So that's just what I wanted to say, because I just think that we're always worried about what other people are going to think. This guy committed mass murder. Well, he got what he deserved, and everybody should be in the streets.
Yeah, he got what he deserved. No question about that. 800-510-8255. As you know, the president will visit New York on Thursday. White House says the president will meet with families of those who were killed on September 11th. The crowds have been gathering there and have stayed there since the announcement of the death of bin Laden. Demands from relatives, Obama administration mulling, releasing the photos of bin Laden. Is that a good idea or not? We see the pictures. Pictures, yes or no. What are the arguments for either or both of those? 800-510-8255. Tina's in Washington listening to 1580, the Big Talker, with thoughts.
You know, it's good that he's no longer in power, but... This is a call. I mean, where does peace start? Everybody, it seems like now they're celebrating the death of this man. I'm a Christian woman, and I feel bad for this man. He was such he doesn't know the right way to do things. It's terrible. And how are we ever going to solve world peace if it doesn't start right in our own country, right in our own state, right in our own home?
Well, it's a thought. That's sort of something that I was getting at earlier. Thank you for sort of commenting on the first thing that I said. How do you get to peace through war has always been a conundrum for a lot of people. Thinking about that, we killed this guy who is a no-good bastard. We know that. And he deserved what he got. There's a bit of an interesting situation on my own personal Facebook page, not the one that I use for the program. Somebody has sent me a censored video. Apparently, it has been leaked. CNN got a hold of a censored because it's so violent. It was leaked by WikiLeaks. And you can say what you want to about them. I think they do a good work. I don't know if I want to look at it or not. I know it's there for me to look at. And if I look at it and I think you ought to see it, I'll put it over on my Facebook page for the program. Alan, meanwhile, listening in New Jersey, was a window cleaner at the World Trade Center. He's got a story.
It's hard to explain this. It's that piece of you that just is fulfilled now. To be honest with you, it'll never go away. You know, it's just, it's hard to even talk, but it took my life away that day. I mean, it was something that I was used to doing every single day. You know, it was, you know, I went in the morning, and, you know, I started at 6 in the morning, and I was on the roof of Tower 1, the one with the antenna, and, that was my job. That was my livelihood. I ran the roof rig, just daily routine. And I was supposed to be up there, and I wasn't up there at that time, you know. I was downstairs, actually, and you know, if I was up there, there's no way of me getting down. And it's just, it's hard. I mean, I lost a lot of my partner that day. I lost a lot of people. You know, you know, I got three kids now. My first daughter was born on 9/27, actually. My wife was pregnant at the time. And, you know, I've moved forward, but it's hard. You know, it's hard. I got my own private window cleaning business now where I do all residential in New Jersey. And I don't go back to the city anymore, you know. And, you know, it's just, you know, actually today hearing this was, it's sort of closure, but it's not full closure, you know.
Wow. What a story you have, sir. 800-510-8255. The photos, the question of the photos, all of the people that were on the team had video helmet cameras, and so they were on all the time. And that's the video that we're talking about. Here's Shelley calling from Elm Grove, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY.
I definitely think they have to show the photos. It just kind of gives you that sense of, okay, that is him. Not that I would believe this whole thing would be made up. I believe this actually happened. But to see him, it's kind of like a funeral. You know, you go and you look and you get, oh, God, you know, they're gone. He's really gone or she's really gone. And it's not so much a sense of closure because I think to the people that directly were affected by this, never going to have closure. That word is just, I think, misused. But I think it would be a good thing to show it. For some people, you're doubters. You're forever doubters. That's how they're going to be with everything. But I think, for me personally, I think it would be a good thing.
800-510-8255. So now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty about the photo. Somebody else just posted on my Facebook page this link to the CNN video. So it's got to be, I can't be the only one who's got it. This has got to be floating around. I haven't seen this yet, but I'm looking around. I don't know if I want to look at it. You want to look at it? I don't know if I want to. I don't know why. If you want to, you look at it. If you don't, you don't. Maybe that's it. But do you think it ought to be available? And if this is a leak thing, this could be everywhere. It's all over. It's got to be on YouTube by now, I would think. 800-510-8255. The countdown continues with more of your calls focused on the Bin Laden episode of American history.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop. But it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then, when the day heats up, add cream, sugar, and ice for a refreshing iced coffee beverage. For more coffee brewing tips and recipes, visit www.folgers.com. I'm John Tridden.
I'll be candid that there are sensitivities here in terms of the appropriateness of releasing photographs of Osama bin Laden and in the aftermath of this firefight, and we're making an evaluation about the need to do that.
That's Paul Kerry, who's the press secretary in the White House, asking or discussing with reporters whether or not the White House would release photos of bin Laden. I'm being told now that the Facebook, this CNN, this supposedly embargoed video is some kind of virus. So I guess a good thing I didn't open it up, and if you see it, don't open it either. 800-510-825. Amazing how many hack jobs, how many whack jobs there are who will take any opportunity to do something that's stupid. Why would somebody want to hack into my Facebook page? Who would care? 800 people are colossally nuts. 800-510-8255, 800-510-TALK to KUGN and Jim in Eugene, Oregon. You're on the air now live, sir. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
I don't want to see the picture.
You do not want to see the picture?
No.
Okay.
And I don't want to see the video. If we show that picture, there's going to be people pulling it up, making T-shirts, doing all kinds of stuff like that. I mean, if you don't have any belief in the SEALs, I don't think they'd bring the SEALs' name up if this wasn't real. And if it is real and they bury them at sea, I mean, it sounds too good to be true, but maybe this time we got it right.
Maybe we finally got it right. Okay, that's an interesting comment. All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255, Paul in Texas. You feel the opposite, right?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
So you want to see the pictures. What do you want to see, everything or just one picture that seems to be proof?
Just basically the face, because people need closure. I mean, the people that it happened to, you know, the families, they need closure. You know, the government can say, oh, we got him, we got him, yeah, we got him. But, you know, show me. Show the families that, you know, that they did get him and that it's over with. But, on the other hand, you know, they could have, like Japan did, they, you know, woke a sleeping giant, you know, during Pearl Harbor. What if this is vice versa the same way? You know what I'm saying? They got all these sleeper cells in the United States and stuff like that.
Wow, that's what the news media would want you to believe. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. All right, but you want to see the pictures, so we got that. Mike in Florida, what do you want?
Sir, I'd just like to say that I think Pakistan is a harbor for these terrorists.
Yeah.
We give Pakistan $4.3 billion a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about taking monies from the senior citizens, the people who built this country.
Yeah.
I think that money ought to go towards funding Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to see that $25 million bounty that was on bin Laden's head given to Delta Team 6.
Yeah. Here's the story. The number may not be right. It's been banging around. I see a number of almost $1.3 billion in aid that we provide to Pakistan. In terms of whether it's a dollar or 30 cents is too much. I think these guys are up to it. I think they are up to their mickeys in this kind of stuff. I think that they knew exactly what was going on because he was unarmed and unguarded. They were protecting it in the compound, so people outside knew. Thanks for the call.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All states and situations.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 per your request. We're discussing there's a lot of stuff on Twitter on this as well. You can post it at the Twitter or Facebook section. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on the emblem there. That's easy enough to make the connection. A lot of people are talking about photos, yes or no, and talking about Pakistan, yes or no. A lot of lawmakers demanding answers in terms of Pakistan. How much did they know about Osama bin Laden's whereabouts? What a simplistic question. Of course they knew about it. Look at the circumstances. Come on, man. And women, open your mind. Suspicion is appropriate here because of where he was. The point half a mile away from a big military academy, which is basically Pakistan's equivalent of West Point, close to a lot of army regiments, the government. I mean, the question here is, if we prove this, and it seems to be pretty, you'd think looking at it be pretty easy to prove, if they knew where bin Laden was hiding, then should we cut the $1.3 billion in aid we provide to Pakistan? The answer is yes. Meanwhile, the president of Pakistan says, quote, such baseless speculation may be exciting cable news, but it doesn't reflect the facts. This guy, the president, his name is Zardari, explains that bin Laden was not anywhere we had anticipated he would be, but now he's gone. Bin Laden was hiding in plain sight. No guards on the compound. Bin Laden was not armed, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of information that has come out of this, and I guess that's probably a good thing. That's what we would like to have, like to see. 800-510-8255. Another Wisconsin caller is Nicole.
You don't glorify an assassination. If you show something so graphic like that, it's going to end up just glorifying him and making him a martyr. You show it, it'll be interpreted as, look at, he was murdered in cold blood. It was this, it was that. It doesn't matter. If you have to show anything, then you show him in his funeral finery just before they dump him into the ocean. Let's show that we paid respect to him. We show he's dead. That's it.
Okay. End of story. By the way, the FBI has warned now. We're doing a little more research, digging around this Facebook virus. That's what it is. Don't open it. There's a warning from the FBI. Meanwhile, ABC News has done a simulation of the account from the pieces of information that they put together with their reporters. And so that's available. We'll post that at DougStefan.com. Pete is in New York and is pretty happy.
I'm very proud that what America did, and I hope the world sees that when they see a sign, we never forget. And the only thing that I do regret is that he only took a couple bullets and died. He should have suffered and suffered and suffered for years. And I'm just glad he's dead. The only thing now the environmentalists are going to probably be mad that we polluted the ocean with his rotten, disgusting, filthy, vile body.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Richard in Arkansas, you're thinking about all of this. Now let's have a summary, please.
I just have one thing to say. A lot of people are giving President Obama credit for going and getting Obama or Osama bin Laden. What we're forgetting is to give credit to the servicemen and women that span four and five presidential time frames, and the servicemen and women that actually put their lives on the line and went there and put the body armor on, fast rope down, and put themselves in harm's way. You know, President Obama, I mean, yeah, he's our commander-in-chief, but keep in mind the servicemen and women and the families to put themselves in harm's way to go get this guy.
It's their job, sir. 800-510-8255. A lot of discussion about torture at Gitmo now. You notice that discussion has sort of been revived again. Here's Crystal from Longview, Texas, on the countdown wrap-up this hour.
I'm so glad that we got bin Laden, but they dumped his body in the ocean, so where is the proof that he's actually dead for us American people that grew up dealing with this as young Americans? We feel like we need the proof, and we're never going to be able to get that proof. So I would like to see some kind of proof, either a picture, or I was just hoping that they were going to bring his body and show us as Americans that we have him. He's on American soil, and he's dead. It's not that mistrust, it's just that us as American people, we hold the burden of proof in our justice system even to this day. The burden of proof in order to find out if that person is guilty or not, if this person is actually alive or not, we even hold that as burden of proof. And I want to know where the burden of proof is in this case.
All right. That's a call reflective of what a lot of people are saying and thinking, and we'll use that as a wrap for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown.